Good morning. Ah, thank you. Thank you. Good. My name is Bob Hendren, and I'd really like to welcome you to San Francisco. It's a great place to be. It's our biggest conference ever, so it's really nice to have you here. I was talking to people before we started about what do you suppose I should do to welcome people to San Francisco, and they suggested that I sing. So then I started thinking, what am I going to sing? Is it I Left My Heart in San Francisco, or the San Francisco Bay Blues, or So Long San Francisco, and how many others can you think of? But we hope there'll be one of those that kind of keeps running through your mind, and I don't think it'd do a good job if I actually sang it to you. So welcome to San Francisco, and let me make this go down, I hope. And welcome to MFAR, and the information that you need is there and other places in terms of getting online, finding the app. As I had mentioned, that my name is Bob Hendren, and I co-chair our local meeting arrangements and the pre-conference that we had yesterday with Vanessa Hospall. And we've been a great team, and it's been a pleasure to kind of have started the conference yesterday. We had a great team of people from our STAR, UCSF STAR clinic that has grown a huge amount in the last several years with Matt States coming as our chair, and then Youngshin Kim and Bennett Leventhal, and more people coming and growing our program. But yesterday was a true testament to our being a team. Everybody came together and worked really well, and we had a great conference. We have over 2,300 people that have registered for this conference. It makes it the biggest one so far. I think we started worrying at the beginning, San Francisco is such an expensive city, would people come? Then we worried about Trump, and I mean, it's always something to worry about with Trump. And but people came, and we have over 50 countries who are represented here. We're pleased with that. At our local pre-conference, we had nearly 200 people who registered, and it's a kind of combination of national, international, and regional people, and that turned out to be hugely successful. I'd like, without singing, I'd like to move on to the next part of our program. I'd point out to you that in your program book, I give this little message where I was thinking about what else is San Francisco well known for, and it's this comment that says, Mark Twain once commented that the coldest summer he ever spent was spent one year in San Francisco. So I tried to look that up, and you know what? He never said that. Isn't that discouraging? So if you can look and you'd find it was some British guy who was visiting here, and you know that was the and so I still want to keep thinking it was Mark Twain. So if you guys want to, let's do that. Think that it was still Mark Twain. But rather than introducing Mark Twain, I'd like to move on to introducing Susan Buchheimer, who along with Matt State chair the program committee, which has been a fabulous program. But Susan has done a great job of doing that, and Susan is a UCLA, California person, but is here today representing MFAR and NSAR. Susan.
Thank you, Bob, and both Matt State and I thank you all. We're very happy about this year's scientific program. As in other years, it represents a tremendous breadth of autism research from genes, brain, behavior, treatment, outreach, cross-cultural perspectives, and this year is no exception. We have some outstanding keynote presentations this year. Dr. Pat Levitt will be speaking today, Connie Cassery tomorrow, and Ami Klin and Warren Jones on Saturday. We're very excited about getting our first choices for keynotes this year. There will also be some changes in some new topics this year. Aging and autism will be featured a little bit more. There will be much more work on heterogeneity, and you'll be hearing a lot of very fascinating research on autism in the first year of life. I want to begin by thanking the MFAR Scientific Program Committee. These are excellent autism researchers who really have worked tremendously hard to make this a great program. They are in charge of making sure that all the abstracts get reviewed well. They find from these abstracts the very best and select them for oral presentations. And in addition, they put together these oral presentations thematically so that they represent unified themes now, which is very exciting. And they're also aided, and I want to also acknowledge the topic review co-chairs. So these are the individuals who've helped out the program committee in finding the very best abstracts. It's a very large job, and I want to talk just a little bit about the review process. We've received over 800 abstracts this year, and each abstract is reviewed by three blinded reviewers. There are 300 peer reviewers who have contributed to this process. We thank them as well. This blind process and the fact that we have three reviewers for each abstract really makes it clear that we are getting the best science possible at our meeting, and it's really the state of the art. We're very excited about what great science you're going to be hearing about today. There'll be many opportunities for discussion and sharing of ideas. We've opened up some larger discussion rooms. There'll be over 600 presentations altogether, both oral panel presentations and poster presentations. And as Bob mentioned, we have presenters from over 40 countries. We're very delighted about that and having such international representation. We have two poster sessions each day, one in the lunch period and one in the afternoon. I also want to mention that we have the special interest groups. They'll be held tomorrow and Saturday mornings. They are early in the morning, and they're worth it. We hope that you'll take the time to go and visit some of the special interest groups. This year, we made a couple of small changes in the program. The main one we made was that we wanted to have dedicated time to see posters. So in the past, when you wanted to see posters, you might have had to miss an oral session. And now we have a time where you can just see posters. You won't have to worry about missing anything else. You might miss a little bit of your lunch period, but there should be time to do both. We also reduced the number of concurrent panel sessions from 5 to 4, and this is because we felt that it was important for everyone to be able to see all the things they wanted, and I'm sure you've had the experience of wanting to hear one talk, but there was something else going on in another room at the same time. So we've tried very hard to separate the talks so that, in general, the topics are very different that are going on concurrently, and we hope that you'll all be able to see all the things that you want to. We also made an addition. We have a quiet room now. This was a consequence of a request of some individuals on the spectrum who noted that this is a very loud and busy and overstimulating meeting at times, and so we have a special quiet room set aside. Your program book says it's in a different room, but it has been moved. It's now in the Juniper room, so the quiet room will be in the Juniper room. And this will be a low lights, low stimulation, no talking room, which we hope will give people a nice break when they need it. So on behalf of Matt State and myself, we'd like to thank you for coming. We hope that you'll enjoy our scientific program. And now it is my great pleasure to introduce the president of INSAR, Dr. Geraldine Dawson.
Thank you, Susan. As president of the International Society for Autism Research, I want to welcome everyone here, and I want to just say how exciting it is. I'm always excited about the opening day of MFAR. And for me, I think that the excitement, of course, comes from all the new scientific discoveries that will be talked about over the next few days. But I also just love the idea that people from so many different walks of life are coming together as a community, and these are people that are scientists, but also people on the spectrum, family members, policymakers, funders, industry leaders, clinicians, educators, and people from all over the world, and that we're all here because we care about improving the lives of people with autism. And I just think that's a wonderful feeling to know that there's a community of people and that it's growing every year, that it's 2,300 people, and we're all willing to fly here so that we can develop new relationships and hear about new ideas and continue to promote our mission. So I want to begin with a number of thank yous, and let's start by again recognizing Bob Hendren and Vanessa Husball, who have done a fantastic job of helping create such a wonderful environment and the pre-conference and just living in San Francisco, so we had a reason to come here. So thank you for that. And again, to thank Matt State and Susan Buchheimer. Putting together the program is really a yeoman's job, and it's something that begins literally the day after this meeting and takes an entire year of planning. And so we really want to thank you for putting together such an exciting program, and we're all looking forward to that. And then I also want to thank our sponsors. So these are funders who make a real difference in being able to do a lot of extra things. So when we have early career workshops, or we have different social activities, all of this requires funds. And these funds are very much, we depend on these funds from these sponsors. So at the platinum level, we have Autism Speaks and the Simons Foundation. At the gold level, we have the Autism Science Foundation and Roche. At the silver level, we want to thank the Hillebrand Foundation and the Nancy Lurie Marks Family Foundation. At the bronze level, the Escher Fund for Autism, and also Mr. and Mrs. Kim Adams Marvin. I also want to recognize many people that are behind the scenes, and these are folks, again, that will start working on next year's meeting, really literally next week, in terms of the planning and all of the efforts that go on behind the scenes to make the meeting as successful as it is. I want to begin by particularly recognizing Jennifer Gentry, who's the administrative director at Association Resources. She has been phenomenal to work with as a president. I literally email her almost daily, and she's so responsive and helpful. Donna Kennard, the financial manager, Kathy Hux, the administrator at Association Resources, Joe Dymick, who is the one that actually makes this meeting run smoothly, is here, and I can't thank him enough. Jennifer Marshall, who picks the venue, and Josh Andrews, who helps us with the whole complex process of the NSAR abstracts. I also want to particularly thank the board, and it's been my pleasure for the last 2 years as president to work with an outstanding board, which you can see all of the folks here who meet regularly and work on our strategic plan and our initiatives, and it's just been a fantastic experience working with all of these folks. I also want to welcome several new board members. So I, at the end of this meeting, will be transitioning out of the role of president into the role of past president. So I'm still going to be actively involved overseeing the global initiatives. But we're so excited to have Simon Baron Cohen coming in as our new president, Hilda Gertz as our new vice president, Diana Robbins as treasurer, and Shefali Jesty as secretary. I also want to recognize the chairs of many committees that make NSAR more than just this meeting, that really are throughout the year involved in a wide range of activities and newsletters and meetings, and they're planning workshops and so forth, and they make our organization so much more than just an annual meeting. So you can see here all of the chairs of these committees, as well as I want to recognize the second slide of chairs, and each one of these committees has really put in so many hours to make NSAR much more than, again, just an annual meeting. So now I want to describe a few new initiatives and happenings that are related to NSAR. And I want to begin by describing a new policy brief. This came out of the idea that we are now, as an organization, at a point where we don't want to just acquire knowledge, but we also want to translate that knowledge and think about how it could impact policy and practice. And so to that end, this year we put out a call for people who are interested in coming together and synthesizing information in a area that would have impact on the quality of life of those affected by autism, that would have significant implications for policy and practice. And funds are being given to bring together thought leaders, people on the spectrum, scientists, to come to a consensus statement that then could be put into a document that can be disseminated widely. It can be given to legislators and other people who are in the role of actually making changes in the real world. So we received 15 proposals, really all very excellent proposals. We ended up choosing one called Tapping the Talent, Improving Employment Outcomes for People with Autism. This is headed up by Alicia Halliday from the Autism Science Foundation, Sven de Bolt from Sweden, and Sonia Girdler from Australia. And we're very excited that this is an international effort, and so we'll be looking at this topic very broadly across the globe. So be looking forward in the next year to seeing that policy brief, which of course we'll distribute through email and also on our website. Another new program is the NSAR Fellows Program. So most organizations, such as the one we have here, do have a way of recognizing people who have made significant international impact through their research activities. So this impact could be in terms of our scientific understanding of autism, clinical practices, educational methods, or policy. And this honor will recognize the person's dedication and influence. So over the next month or so, you will be receiving through email and on the website information about the nomination process and review process. But we're very excited now to be launching this program and to be creating this new designation of NSAR Fellow. I also want to let you know about our next regional meeting. So as part of our Global Reach Initiative, we now are hosting meetings in areas where often people cannot travel to the main meeting, or areas where we know that we are very unlikely to hold our main meeting. And so our first one was in Shanghai, China. It was extremely successful. And based on that success, we decided again to fund another regional meeting. So this year's meeting, September 9th through 7th, will be in South Africa. Petrus de Vries will be heading this up. There's more information about it on our website, but I do encourage you, if you can travel to South Africa, this is going to be a really amazing meeting. I also wanted to mention that there's a new committee that's been formed this year, the Early Career Committee. So we have had our student and trainee committee that is for folks who are still in the postdoctoral or predoctoral stage of their training, but it was recognized that junior faculty, so people who've moved to the faculty level but are still building their careers, also need a way that they can get resources, mentorship, and networking. So the very first meeting of the Early Career Committee will occur on Thursday, noon to 1, in Nob Hill D. So if you're a young person just starting out your career as a faculty or other post-PhD, please join this group and be able to receive, I think, a lot of help and nurturing through that committee. The next thing I want to announce is something that, again, reflects our evolution as an organization. We started out being really about the annual meeting. And so when we think of our organization, often we just think of MFAR, right? I'm going to MFAR. But we realized that over the last few years, we have become much more than just an annual meeting. We are a year-round organization. For example, we have the Summer Institute. We have the regional meetings. We have many workshops and other things that are going on throughout the year. And so we thought that it was time to actually retire the word MFAR. I'm sorry to those of you who may be attached to it. And instead, like most other organizations, refer to the annual meeting as the, for example, next year, NSAR 2018 annual meeting. So as of this moment, we're officially retiring MFAR, and we will be only referring to ourselves as NSAR. I think that in the long run, that'll make it a lot less confusing. And we also decided it was time to have a logo. So here you see unveiling the NSAR logo, which I hope you love, like we do. And again, all reflecting the idea that we're much more than a meeting, although that is obviously one of our signature activities. And so these are just the new aspects of our evolution. You are invited to the NSAR business meeting, which will be on Saturday, May 13th, 12 to 1 in the Yerba Buena room 36. And this it's an opportunity to kind of look behind the scenes at all the different activities of the year. Also want to have you pull out your calendars and put in May 9th through 12th, 2018 for our next meeting, which will be in Rotterdam, Netherlands. We're very excited to be going back to Europe, and this is going to be a very, very fun meeting in the Netherlands. So I hope you can all come.